Is the frequency in use?
E4GGW.
Whiskey Mike, they're looking for Larry, V5LBD, over. V5LBD, V7 Charlie Whiskey Mike, you got a copy there, Larry? Nothing heard. V7 Charlie Whiskey Mike, who was the one that answered back to me there? Go ahead. V7 Charlie Whiskey Mike, clear.
Right, yeah. The name's Graham, Golf Romeo Alpha Hotel Alpha Mike, and the call sign is Victor Echo 5, Golf Whiskey.
Whiskey, Victor Echo 7, Charlie Whiskey Mike, good afternoon. The name is Mike, and I'm in Cranbrook, over.
I know Cranbrook very well. Cranbrook in Kent, in England. Yeah, we know where Cranbrook is. We used to drive, drove trucks all our lives, used to run our own trucks here. And we passed through Cranbrook quite a bit, and it made us laugh when we came up on the town of Cranbrook, because like I say, Cranbrook was just down the road from where we were in Kent in southeast England. Okay then, Mike, no problem. So, we know where you are. The 5GGW.
We've been here for 35 years, and knowing the history of this city a little bit, apparently that's where the name come from. So, we're aware of Cranbrook in the UK too. As a matter of fact, I had ordered some stuff out of the States, and it ended up in Cranbrook, England, so I took a while to get it back. Over.
Roger. Yeah, there's a few places around here. Maidstone is another one that, you know, made us laugh, and you got more Londons in Canada than what we got in England. But, yeah, the Medway towns, Rochester, Chatham, Gillingham, Cranbrook is out in the country a bit. There's a lot of, eh? Yeah, Cranbrook, it's a nice place. It's, there's a lot of industrial stuff down there, mostly cold stores and all that stuff from the farm produce, a lot of farm stuff grown down in Kent there. But, yeah, so what do you do yourself there, Mike? Are you retired or living the dream, or what are you doing?
I'm retired and living the dream as best I can. What I need for my logbook here again is your call and your name. Over.
Yeah, the name's Graham, Graham, Golf Romeo Alpha Hotel Alpha Mike Graham, and a lot of people think I say Brian a lot of the time, I don't know why, maybe it's because I sound like I'm saying Brian, and the call sign is Golf Golf Whiskey, Victor Echo 5, Golf Golf Whiskey, GGW, and the XYL, she's Debbie, and she's Delta Golf Whiskey. So, she says you can put her in the logbook too. Her middle name is Georgina, and my middle name is George. So, dear, just something similar. But, yeah, no problem there, Mike. Thank you there from V5GGW.
The only thing I missed there was the YL's name, the Graham, over.
Next whale is Debbie. Deb. Deb for short, Debbie. Or Deborah. Deborah, if you want to upset her. She says, don't call me that. So, I don't do that. Unless I want to get into her bad books there, Mike, over.
Roger, all that Grandma Larry, I'll try to stay out of trouble, so I'll say good afternoon to Daddy. Good to know you're there. Anyways, I was just excited that you're the second station that I've called on my RLP. I just got it going the other night, and Dave there, VE5RY, has been giving me some hints on how to get it set up here, so that's what I was doing, and I told Larry there last night that I'd give him a call today, but I've been kind of busy, so I was a little late. So that's the situation here, Graham. Over.
No problem there, Mike. We've just been into town. The local town to us is Melford. Mike Echo, Lima, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo Tango. Is Melford, and that's about 18 miles north of us. If you're ever up and down this way on Highway 6 from Regina to Melford, we're on the west side of the road, about 18 miles south of Melford, or 2 miles north of Pleasantdale. And you can't miss us because she's got a load of chickens and she sells eggs at the end of the road here. We're right on Highway 6. So, you shouldn't have any problem finding us if you're ever coming up this way. We got a bit of a, well, it's sort of trying to shine through the sun, but we had another couple of inches of snow this morning, and it doesn't seem to want to be going away. But that's Canada. It gets cold and it gets snowy. V5 GGW, back to you there, Mike.
VE7FLZ.
You still got a copy there, Graham? Over.
Sorry, Mike, was I not making it into the repeater, or what happened?
One of the things I've been doing here, the way I had my radio set up, they were getting a little warm, and I thought they were timing out because of the heat, and I still think that could be a problem. So one of them is my remote radio is okay, but the one that's on the IRLP, it's getting a little warm, so I think it's got a problem here. Over.
Roger. Just put it outside the window for a while. I'm sure the cold weather will cool it down there, Mike. Over.
I'm just using a dummy load on it for an antenna, so just let me tighten something up here, but I think there is a problem here anyway, so we'll just give it a minute here, Graham.
Okay there, Mike. I'm going to have to go. I just got a telephone call, and I'll have to deal with that. So I'll say 732, mate. Take it easy, and certainly look forward to the next QSO. V5GGW. 732, mate.
So, and we definitely will be looking forward to having another chat with you. V7, Charlie Whiskey, Mike. Clear.
V7, Charlie Whiskey, Mike, V5RY. Do you copy there, Mike?
V5RY, V7, Charlie Whiskey, Mike.
Okay, well, looks like you got a good handle on everything there, Mike. You've called on the right radio or node, or I guess in this case the right reflector, and so if Larry was around, he'd be back to you right now then, so he might be away from the radio, or perhaps it's turned off or turned down or something, but This is exactly where you should be looking for him. There, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think I got a problem here with my one radio that is the gateway to the IRLP. The one I'm using here for the remote, it's nice and cool and everything, and the antenna is cool. And the one that's going to the gateway there to the IRLP, the antenna, the dummy load is pretty warm, and the radio is pretty warm. So I think it wants to connect when it gets disconnect when it gets a little hot there, Dave. Over.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so we're going to have to figure out a way to turn that power output down there, I guess, Mike. Is it a menu setting that you can do it with, or have you got a knob there or something, or a button, or does it have to be programmed into the radio? Go ahead.
I'm going to give Gerard a call and ask him that question. I think it has to be programmed. So if that's the case, I'll take it up to him and he can program a lower wattage into it. Over.
Okay, yeah, well, it's worth a phone call because maybe it's something you can do right from the radio there without taking it over to him again. I suppose taking the cover off perhaps. But it seems funny that you wouldn't be able to set it without having to, get a computer on it or some kind of programming cable there. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know the difference in having one. The one I'm using for to talk to you on the remote, as we call it, it's okay as far as heat goes, but the one on the IRLP, why it gets so much hotter, because it's not getting any more use than that, over. It's the receiving when I'm talking on you, and then when you talk back to me, it's also receiving, so gets a little bit more use, but that's the... Well, I'll leave that up to Gerard. He's got the answers to that kind of questions, over.
Yeah, okay, sounds good then. Yeah, do you have it on a dummy load there? Go ahead.
Both of them are on dummy loads. So, Gerard, he set me up with them, over.
Okay, yeah, QSL, sounds fine then. All right, yeah, well, your audio level doesn't sound just too bad there, Mike, so it's pretty darn close. Did you do any further adjustments with it since last night?
No, I didn't get to that, so I don't know if it's a difference. Like, when you answer back to me and that, of course, the gateway, it goes into transmit, and I go into receive, and then vice versa when I return the call to you, I go transmit, and the IRLP will receive. So, anyways, we'll figure it out. But definitely, I think that's the problem, is that it's getting a little bit too warm. Over.
Yep, I understand. So does it feel like it's getting warm now? I don't think you've been on very long.
Oh, well, that's the problem. It is getting warm, so that's the alarming part of it. Is one of them on the high power and the other one's on the lower power? Over.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, amazingly enough, we don't have any problems on HF when we're doing this, do we? Anyway, just a matter of figuring out how to put it on lower power. I'm sure that's all it is there, Mike. So. Yeah, we'll let you make that phone call there, and I just thought I'd let you know you're getting in. You did exactly what you should have to try and get a hold of Larry, and I'm sure that one of these times you guys will connect there, even if you have to make some kind of a schedule there for sure, or even make a phone call if you have to. So we'll say 73 for now then. I don't want things to heat up too much on your end, and we'll look for you tonight, hopefully on the Powwow Club. VE7CWM in Cranbrook. Here is VE5RY Humboldt.
Yeah, Roger, I'm outside, Dave. And by the way, that outboard speaker I was talking to you about last night is not a Motorola, it's a General Electric, so it should be just about the same value, the same quality. So it's about 5 inches square or something like that. So that's my next job, is to get the wire and the plug.